Hey guys, thanks for watching Ike Live. It's brought to you by Mystery Tackle Box. Please check them out. They've got a great product. Go to mysterytacklebox.com.
If you use the coupon code IkeLive, you get 50% off
Sweet.
Your first Pro Box. That's
$12.50
for a almost $50 value of baits in this box.
What is this foolishness?
How many dreams can you shape in a minute, an hour?
The kind of clean you like best.
Lost three of my teeth, too. All right, so you lost. Next time you win.
Steamy, hot, hearty, delicious, invigorating.
Folks at home, how you doing tonight? Welcome to a brand new edition of Ike Live. We've got a very special, special Thanksgiving show for you tonight. And we're giving thanks with our good friends, Aaron and Leslie Martins. Aaron's going to be joining us in just a little bit. Also, a little later in the show, we have a mystery guest joining us. Maybe give you a little hint. He likes to duck hunt and crappie fish in his off season. That's all I'm going to give him right now. And last but not least, at the end of this show, we're going to be making a big, giant, not 1.8 pound giant, but giant announcement. It's going to blow your socks off. Speaking of socks,
that's a great segue.
I know. I was going to throw in a Heshy plug, but I feel like the timing's off of that. Look at them beautiful socks. Before I do that, let me intro the room. We got a great crew with us tonight, sitting to my left, and officially you are the co-host now. I'm saying you're taking over Pete's job because he hasn't been here in like 3 years.
please come back.
Come back, Pete. Miss Rebecca, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Good to see you. Who are you wearing tonight? I see you have half moons on your sleeve.
No, they're animals.
Oh, they're animals. Oh, I see it now.
See them? Roar.
It's a weird print. I didn't see that part of it. I saw these, and I didn't realize they were leopard spots.
These.
Yeah.
These.
But I have my Doc Martens on tonight. Can you see them?
Wow, look at them things. Look like the Abu rods.
They're my Ike Foundation Doc Martens.
They're fresh. Beck's good to have you tonight.
Thanks.
Handling IMs for us tonight and other things, we've got the one and only Rich, a.k.a. Riz, a.k.a. Rizzo. Riz, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, Mike. Happy to be here for another brand new episode of the Ike Live Show. We got a fired up chat board. As always, I can't wait to hear from everybody all night.
Wow.
That's scary.
It is scary. They're fired up. And pushing buttons tonight in the room, we've got the one and only producer of this amazing show, Brian the Carpenter. Brian, how you doing?
Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
Good to see you, man.
Hey, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
I got my white shirt. It's going to be white one time.
I see that.
It's very white.
Yeah, I like it. Well, don't go fishing with it. And then last but not least, joining us via Zoom, and I was kidding earlier, he is the true co-host of the show. We've got the one and only Dean of Ike Live, Pete Glusick. You're the Dean of Ike Live.
Good.
Pete.
I'm there. I'm always there with you wherever you are.
Right. I can feel, even when you're not here, I feel your presence. I feel your spirit.
Yeah.
I feel it pass through my labia.
No.
We're like 2 minutes in.
I know. Well,
I know. Two minutes.
Pump the brakes, Mike.
Hey, good. Most people don't know that word.
Yeah.
I like you. Do you like my suspenders?
I see that. I see you're got the suspenders on. It's good. I like to wear suspenders at home, too. When I'm butchering animals, I'll wear my suspenders.
Wait, why
at home.
Are you wearing suspenders?
I just thought it would be a good attire tonight. You know, I've been doing a lot of fishing. I had to come in with my rain gear on.
Oh. You're hardcore. When you wear your rain gear inside, you're hardcore.
Yellow slicker.
It's awesome. Pete, it's good to have you on the show, man.
Good to be here, buddy. Good to be here.
This is going to be a good one. Guys, if you're watching, we want to hear from you all night. Stay tuned all night. It's a big show for us. Rich mentioned it. Hearing from you is very, very important. So please hit us up on the instant messaging board right there next to your screen. If you're over on Facebook watching, we want to hear from you there too. Also, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you're following along with us, we want to hear from you. If you're on Facebook, Beck, hand me that thing. How heavy was that when you looked
at
it?
So heavy.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to work out to lift
it. If you're watching over on Facebook with us, listen, you know about this. This is the world-famous Ike Live gift bag. Weighs over 20 pounds. Loaded with Ike Live sponsor products. This could be yours. Rich, all they have to do is like and share the feed. Is that correct?
That's right. Like and share tonight's feed, and you'll be entered in for a chance to win a Ike Live gift bag at the end of tonight's show. It's loaded with all our sponsor products, including now some Heshy socks. And these are comfortable
yes,
socks, guys.
Look at them.
You want to look into them, keep your feet comfortable.
Look at them socks sticking out of there.
They do. I want everyone to know they do come in smaller sizes because I'm wearing Heshy socks. I wear the mediums.
The mediums.
The women's sizes.
Yes. Socks are important. Listen to me. If you're watching right now, happiness starts with the feet. Everybody
socks
knows.
Matter.
Everybody knows I'm a happy guy all the time, and happiness starts with the feet. Right now, listen to me. This is really cool. If you go to HeshySocks.com, use the promo code IkeLive, you're going to get 20% off. That includes, Becky, the Ike Foundation socks, which I have on tonight, and the Ike Foundation colors. And on those socks, a portion of the proceeds go to the Ike Foundation.
The
is that
entire.
Correct? The entire. Wow.
You're making a donation. You're making a $50 donation and getting socks.
You're
and
getting
a
the custom socks, limited edition.
Yeah, limited edition.
All the socks, the Ike Foundation socks, I've signed one by one. I'm not kidding you, Brian. I was in the office for like 3 days signing socks, and I had to number each one. So it's a limited run of signed socks. And
yes,
it goes to the Ike Foundation. So please go over there and support it.
That's HeshyWear.com.
HeshyWear.com. Also, of course, our presenting sponsor, Mystery Tackle Box. You see these boxes right in front of me. We're going to be doing an unboxing in the last segment of the show. I can't wait to get into that box. And right now, Mystery Tackle Box has a great sale going on. It's not just the Black Friday sale. It's a Black Friday sale for the entire month starting right now. And go over there and get 20% off any product over at Mystery Tackle Box. Go to MysteryTackleBox.com. Brought to you by Tin Cup Whiskey. You're going to see us pop into this thing probably in the middle of the first segment, maybe second segment.
And maybe before the
maybe
show started.
Maybe before the show started.
Maybe
Brian,
probably.
I think Brian's already drinking it. Pete, I want to let you know we're breaking the rye out tonight. We've brought this back. We had a few shows ago, had a big request here in house for the rye. So tin cup rye tonight. It's going to be really good. Can't wait for it. Dr. Squatch, listen, if you're watching right now, you got Christmas coming, you got Hanukkah coming, right? You got Kwanzaa coming. Man, I know you need some stocking stuffers. Is there a better stocking stuffer than Dr. Squatch? I don't think so. Because they've got soap, and they've got toothpaste, and they've got shampoo. They've got damn candles that smell really freaking good.
And they have deodorant now.
They have deodorant. Oh, my gosh. And yeah, and the deodorant is aluminum-free. Did you know that?
Is that true?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
It's aluminum-free.
Aluminum.
Right. So it actually smells like manly smell, Pete.
Wow.
It's not like the powder puff of a normal deodorant bar, you know? Go to drsquatch.com. Great Christmas gifts over there. Also brought to you by TH Marine, Liquid Mayhem, Flambeau, Tackle Warehouse, Hobie, Torquedo, big time speed on the back of that boat.
Oh, yeah.
Founders, and I got to say, everybody wants to know the beer of the night. Brian the Carpenter, we got two tonight. Normally we do one, but Miss Rebecca tonight is drinking the Masagave, but not the regular, Pete. This is the seltzer, okay? Very, 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 very good. And then for the first time, and I waited to do this live because Brian talked it up so damn bad.
So good.
Sent me a text. This is the Moon Rambler IPA. Okay, so for everybody watching, all my Founders fans, this is the Moon Rambler IPA, relatively new. This is my first time tasting it right on air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that
did
is
rich?
Good.
Not yet.
Come on.
That is good. And Brian the Carpenter, I do taste a little bit of different, like, sweetness on it.
Yes.
And that is the milk sugar.
Yeah, so it's an India IPA brewed with milk sugar. So I guess it's kind of, you know, I'm not a beer scientist.
Yeah.
Or a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Very, very full bodied.
Yeah, good. But it does have that nice little a milkshake
really
IPA.
Really good.
Most delightful.
Shout out to Founders for making another great damn beer.
It doesn't have that overly hoppy IPAs have.
No, the sweet cuts it a little
Sweetness.
Bit. And then last but not least, brought to you by Bash University. And Pete, I want to corner you. Got some good things happening. We keep talking about Christmas gifts and holiday gifts. I don't know, but besides Dr. Squatch and Heshy and Tin Cup and all those, BU makes a great gift.
Oh, it's an amazing gift. And we've got our Black Friday promotion going on all of November. So it's $50 off an annual subscription. So go check it out. If you've ever wanted it, tell somebody close to you it's what you want for Christmas. It'll really help you be a better angler. More important than any of that, though, Mike, we got to congratulate our program manager for dominating the All-American Co-Angler Division.
Okay.
Congratulations, Justin Kimmel.
Shout out to Justin Kimmel. Heavy domination of not just the BFL, not just the Co-Angler Division, but of Lake Hartwell itself. I mean, he's only got to win a couple more times than he could buy property there, I'm sure. You know?
Yeah, that was a great win. We were all so proud of him and cheering for him. And, he came through with just a monster win, and we're real proud of him.
Yeah. Good job, Justin Kimmel, winning an All-American is a big deal. That's a big deal.
As a matter of fact, we're going to be celebrating him next Tuesday at 7 for the Bash U Live. We're going to have a live show that's going to revolve around Justin's win and co-angler fishing in general because it's so popular. So check it out next Tuesday.
That's awesome. So to wrap that up, guys, if you're watching right now, the promo code for all of our sponsors is IkeLive. While you're there on the page, IkeLive.com, you can check it out. All our sponsors, links to our sponsors, and, of course, the promo code will get you a discount on all that great stuff. This is going to be a good show, Beck.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We've had Aaron on before, and Aaron is a friend of ours, but I'm excited. Every time he comes on, I'm excited. One of the reasons, I'm going to corner him about this, too, you'd never quite know where the conversation goes with Aaron. I love that about him. I love that. Like, I have very detailed notes. I put together, I have like these 10 questions.
Pete. Throw them out.
Very detailed notes.
We
could probably just throw them out. And I love that about Aaron. Who knows where the conversation is going to go tonight?
He's the best.
Yeah. Also, mystery guest coming on and a big announcement in the final segment. Before we get into the show, I do want to thank our military. We just had Veterans Day just a little bit ago. I want to thank our military, active, and veterans. Thank you, guys, men and women. Thank you for what you do. It's a crazy world. Every time I turn on the news, it's getting crazier. Thank you to our policemen, our firemen, our EMT, first responders, doctors, nurses. Thank you, guys. Super, super crazy world.
And teachers.
Thank you.
Thank you,
oh,
teachers,
God, yes.
For please letting our children go to school.
Oh, God. Yeah. Teaching is a tough job.
You're like a first responder now, if you're a teacher. You're like on the front lines.
God, it's Beck, a tough job.
So Logan went back to school today.
Yeah.
For the first time since March when they shut down.
Yeah.
Shut down again.
Yeah.
One day.
They got one day in.
One
and
day.
Shut back down.
Just like dipping your pinky in the water. Like,
and he enjoyed it. He was glad to be back, even though it was a much smaller classroom.
Yeah.
But some knuckleheads sent their kids to school with symptoms.
Yeah. Oh, so I guess we do it based off of, I guess, a level system. We'd been at green and we'd been in a hybrid. The kids were going twice a week. And so they asked the parents, they sent out a survey. What do you want to do? The parents said, we want to send them back 5 days a week. Literally as we were sending them back, we went to yellow. So the superintendent had to send out a letter. We're on a day-to-day basis. If we go to orange, we're probably going to have to make changes. This was our first full week of school. Well, almost, as long as they go tomorrow. And we got the letter tonight that we've gone to orange. Cool thing is, for those of us with little people, our kids are still going 5 days a week. They don't see the little guys as being at high risk. All the middle school and high school are now back to the hybrid.
Yeah.
So supposedly next week and after Thanksgiving. Well, I guess that goes into effect on the 30th. When's that? After Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep.
So they're going to let them finish out whatever those couple days next week.
Yeah, it's spiking pretty hard around here.
But as soon as it hits red, you know they're giving them back to us.
Oh, my God.
Well, I want to
give them back.
one day.
I want to shout out.
Like they're not like they're not mine. No, honest to God, here's a crazy thing. One, I'm not a teacher, but I've seen very much this emotional thing with them. Like that socialization, that that being in class with their classmates and the teacher. There's an emotional element there that's huge, especially for the little guys.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I don't know that we'll know the effect of all this in the short term. It'll be the long term, right? It'll be 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now you look back and say, "Man, how did that change this generation?" You know?
True.
Did it make them more social, less social, more smarter, dumber? You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Interesting, yeah.
It's going to be very
interesting. It's unprecedented times, and I want to congratulate the teachers because Jake is you know, virtual learning from home, and they just do an amazing job, and it's so hard. You know, they had to get over that hump of learning the technology, the Google Classroom and Zoom stuff, and the kids are, you know, in particular, Jake is a challenge because they got to learn how to do it on their own, like a college kid might do. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's hats off to the teachers. We just had parent teacher conference tonight, and they're doing a heck of a job.
And your waiters.
Is that why you were late?
Wow. The shit was so bad in that conference. He had his waiters on to get through the shit. It's awesome.
That's funny. I should have worn these to the conference. I don't think that would have went well for Jake.
Do have an update on a couple other things here, too, coming through. Brian DeCarpenter.
Yes.
We've got we mentioned Justin's big win at BFL. I wanted to announce we had a Bass College champion today. I watched a little bit on live.
Yeah?
Dude, very exciting. These were two college kids. I watched for about an hour. Two college kids going head-to-head with a MLF-style format, but five best instead of overall numbers. And I'm watching these kids battled out on, I think it was like, it was one of the Alabama lakes. They were catching mainly spotted bass. Dude, they're slinging DTs. I'm like watching them and like their style, their rhythm. I was like watching a guy reel and like pause and stutter stop and move his rod. And I'm like, holy hell.
Yeah.
I'm like, this kid's a college kid.
He's got it.
And like they're doing these things that aren't like pro guys aren't doing. And it was very, very exciting. But at the end, it was really close this year. It was like within a pound.
Yeah.
You got to see the emotional high and emotional low.
I saw
these
Ronnie
two
Moore's
guys.
Post made
yeah, it was,
comment
it was,
about that. Yeah.
It was unbelievable. But I do want to congratulate the winner. I don't even have his first name. McKinney is his last name.
Nice.
Maybe we can have somebody watch
it. Did we have him on?
Did we have him on?
I bet you.
Dude, he was really, really unbelievably talented today, as was the guy that came in second. And I want to congratulate him. It was awesome. It was awesome to watch it, man. I think this is, I hope, where the sport goes. Like, can you imagine that? Like other professional sports, high school, college, semi-pro, pro.
Yep.
You know, eventually when we take away those entry fees, that's the way it should be, you know? And it's amazing. It's amazing to see it.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yep, Trevor McKinney.
Trevor McKinney.
I'm pretty sure we had Trevor on as a high school champion.
Wow. Yeah. He mentioned that today, too, that he had won at the high school level.
And he mentioned Ike Live and Brian the Carpenter.
He didn't mention that.
He did.
He did?
It's an edited version you heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because anything to do with Ike Live or me, Bass will immediately cut out, as will MLF. So we're pretty much on our own these days.
You know, you know where we're not on our own, Mike?
Where's that?
We actually still have a secret guest.
We do, yeah.
Word is that Jimmy Houston might still be on our
Jimmy's still on, Pete! Hold on!
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let him on.
Hold on. You hear that? Hold on.
I don't know. Top five, one of the best moments to ever happen on Ike Live. That was incredible.
Yeah, it just has to happen.
Dude,
you can't set it up.
I went back and watched it. You sent me the link. I went back and watched it. I would laugh. So I was so hurt and so bad. Beck was sitting next to me, and I'm slapping her leg.
I had, like, bruises.
Because I can't breathe. It hurts. It gets so tight.
Dude, imagine, like, this is the guy we grew up watching. This is the guy we grew up idolizing. And here he is sitting in the background, creeping.
Creeping on us.
And his damn dog.
He might have done it for an hour if his dog didn't give it away.
He couldn't hear us the whole time we're interviewing him.
No.
But then
he heard
all of a sudden,
us. Yeah.
There he was.
It may have been an average. It may have been an average.
It was amazing.
That
I'm not sure.
That was fantastic.
I also want to give a quick update on something that happened, life-changing event that happened for me last week, Pete. I was down in Florida.
Becky's pregnant.
No, Becky's not pregnant. that keeps coming up. That's come up in conversation several times in the last few days.
Like, that's what people think the announcement is?
No, I don't know. We've talked about pregnancy in the last couple days.
We have?
Did you guys pick out names?
Was I awake?
Like, yesterday we were talking about when you were pregnant with Stella in Vegas. Remember we were talking? Anyway, it's not that.
Congrats.
I was in Florida last week for something that I can't talk about. But while I was down there, I got a chance to fun fish for 2 days. And not technically just fun fishing. We're actually filming. We're filming for an episode of Barstool Outdoors. Ooh, shout out to Ben. Also filming for Going Ike down there with a good friend. Pete knows who I'm talking about, Cody Detweiler. Of course, Pete, you know Mark, too, as well. And I had two of the best days of bass fishing I've ever had in my life. I'm telling you, that's not a joke. I'm sitting here looking you dead in the eye, looking everybody dead in the eye. Two of the most phenomenal days I've ever had bass fishing. And caught over 60 one day, caught over 30 the next. So we're talking about 100 bass in 2 days. And my five best the first day I fished with Ben was 30 to 31 pounds. My five best the second trip with Cody, we scaled them, Pete. We put them on the scale. This is legitimate. 41.8 for five.
41 pounds.
41.8 for five. I've never in my life caught that many big ones. It was incredible. I can't wait for everybody to see the Going Ike video. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. It's probably a week or so away from edit. Can't wait to show that to you. And also can't wait for the Barstool Outdoors video with Ben to see that. Unbelievable. As much as I hate Florida, I got to admit, there's some awesome fishing down there.
We got to get Ben on.
Yeah, Ben's pretty rad, man. I'm a big fan. I love the way he runs that site.
Yeah.
That page, yeah.
Yeah. Barstool's cool because he's very fluid. You know, he's not doing one thing. He's doing a lot of different stuff.
I like the Outdoors page.
Yeah.
Outdoors I don't care page for the other
good.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won't get into that.
Okay. We won't get into that. But incredible.
They look huge,
incredible
Mike.
Experience.
It didn't look like you had a big fish. It looked like they were all like 9-pounders.
No big one. Give me a second, Pete.
They're all PBs.
I'm going to read it to you. And our goal was to try to catch a double digit, and that didn't happen. But nonetheless, here they go. You ready, Pete? Still have it on my phone. And by the way, this is the five best. The small one before this was 7-11. So here you go. You ready? 890, 831, 859, 806, and the little guy.
Little guy.
795. Dude, is that not disgusting?
That's crazy, man.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Every one of those big ones came punching too.
Wow. Is that right? That's how you call it.
Dude, Pete, you know, you punched on the Potomac this year. You know how exciting that bite is. Dude, there's nothing in the world I'd rather do than throw a big weight in a mat and watch that mat shake. Before you even feel the bite.
Do you have any bruises on your ribs?
Oh yeah, dude. I was bruised up. I cracked them. I lost a few that might have been even bigger. I don't know. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When you got a big fish, what's it like having a big fish like that under a mat? Like, does he just take line and run on you?
It's hand to hand combat, and I can't wait to see the video of me and Ben fishing because Ben never punched. Okay. And in this video,
oh really? Okay.
You're gonna watch me teach Ben how to punch, and I hope it comes out like this on the film. So I pitched in a mat and toom, it went down. I set the hook and I got one like 4 pounds and I'm fighting him, and Ben at the same time had pitched, and as I'm fighting this fish, I look over at the mat and I see it go, and as I'm fighting this fish, I like. Over my shoulder, I go to Ben. I go, you got one. And, dude, he sets the hook on this fish and didn't get it out. Like, just set the hook and just was like, just kind of sat there. And I swung mine. It's flopping on the bottom of the boat, MLF penalty style.
Yeah.
And I didn't care because I knew he had a big one. And I'm literally digging. Dude, my head is in the water. gators everywhere. I'm in hyacinths and pennywort. I don't know what the hell it is. And I'm because my heart's beating because Ben wants to catch a big one, right?
Yeah.
And I know this is the biggest fish of his life. And I get down there and I feel it and I somehow wrangle it up. And as I get it, it's just this fish and all this grass. And it ends up being a 6 3/4. And it was his biggest fish to date. So it was a great, great
awesome.
Time fishing with Ben. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, he's cool, man.
Cool dude.
I dig that dude. Yeah.
Yes.
I like it.
Very cool dude.
As Eric would say, I fuck with that guy.
Yeah. That's Eric would say that.
Know. It's kind of weird, but whatever.
Yeah, he's
that's so Eric. Doesn't make sense.
That's,
Nothing Eric says makes
kids
sense.
Kids of today.
Yeah. One last thing I'd like to update on. A few derbies from the Ike Live crew last few weeks. Brian Carpenter a few weeks ago with a nice almost win up in North Jersey. Congratulations. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Almost win.
Yeah. No, that was good. No, you had four fish on a place that nobody could even catch a fish.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you can't catch one fish.
Right.
Yeah. No, me and Eric, we last derb on Merrill Creek. We should have won. We had the wind and fish on several times, but you know, it was good. It was good. The lake's starting to get right. It got really weird, Mike. You know, you were there when it was fishing right, and then it just got bad. So
got weird.
Herring lakes, dude. Herring lakes in deep water, they get out there.
It's all about the bait.
They get tough.
Yep. Outside of the spawn, the only thing that matters is the bait. You know?
Yep.
It's a crazy time.
So, yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
It was good. And then I did want to highlight also our very own Rizzo and the Dean. Pete, you guys fished a little derb on the Upper Bay and had a nice result. Second place finish there.
Yeah, another almost win.
Yeah. Seems to be a thing here.
I tell you, it was awesome fishing with Rich. It was a blast. And you know, we contended for that. We thought we contended to win that tournament until the winners weighed in a 9.7 pounder.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a 10? Oh, okay. Wow.
Word.
It's like you spotted him a lead.
Yeah.
Dude, is that hard to believe? A 9? A 9.7?
9.7
in the Northeast on tidal water. How old is that fish, Pete?
100.
It's got to be 20 years old.
Are you sure
old.
They didn't show up with that fish?
I'm not sure. Well, you know, Johnny Vanor caught a 10.2 pounder
a
few years ago.
On a damn shaky head.
On a shaky head. Well that's what this one was caught on, too. This one was caught on a shaky head hooked outside the head on his snout. Like a 10-pounder had the tail of his finesse shaky head and he swim off with it. And that somehow these guys managed to catch that fish.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it was just incredible.
Wow.
It's crazy.
And it's a northern strain. You know, it's not a Florida strain like you would typically see on giant fish like that.
Yeah.
This is a legit northern strain bass coming in just on 10 pounds. Amazing. Great to fish with Rich, though. We'll go win it next time, Rich.
That's awesome. Well, we've got Aaron on tonight. He caught a big one in that tournament he won down there, too. I remember watching that video over and over. Was pretty
7-pounder.
7-plus pounders. There are big ones in
Rich,
the Upper Chesapeake.
When should we play that? All right.
Just gave it the finger.
Like, I'm pretty sure we have that.
Do we? Well, I want to play that. I want to play that in a bit.
I have a couple things.
Yeah, what do you have?
One, you told me something interesting, which I'm surprised. I thought it would be in your notes.
Oh.
You told me that you read an article the other day about the handling a fish.
Oh, I did.
What?
All right. So, Pete, you're going to find this interesting, too. Come and on. I hope everybody watching and listening finds this interesting as well. So I had insomnia one night. And, you know, you get on this maze of Brian.
Yeah, you went down a rabbit hole.
Went down a rabbit hole. And on Facebook, I found this article. And
so it wasn't porn.
It wasn't porn.
Good
I found this
you.
Article. And
you.
It was published several places. Yeah. Of viable places. One, I think I saw it on Wired to Fish. I saw it on, may have been Bass Fan. I saw several places. But it was a group that worked with biologists that it was the first time ever that they did a study on handling bass. And it was, so I'm like, I get fucking murdered every other day for the way that I handle bass, for this and that. You're holding him too high. You're breaking his jaw. Fuck you. Whatever. So I get murdered every other day for this. So I'm like, I got insomnia. And I'm like, I need to read this. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. make a long story short, the thrust of this article, Pete, working with biologists and like a bone specialist, and dude, they x-rayed these damn things and everything. Like, this was a real scientific study, is that no matter how you handled the bass, from a bass that's 2 pounds to a bass that's 8 pounds, there was no negative effect of lipping a fish inward, outward, holding them up, holding them down. None. There was no bone damage.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that meme that everybody shares with this and that is a lie?
It's a lie. It's a lie. The only damage was soft tissue damage.
Okay.
There was a little soft tissue damage, which later in the article went on to say that was non-life threatening and normal stuff that happens to a fish in the course of its life.
Well, like cartilage in his jaw? Or
no, soft tissue. No cartilage or bone was damaged no matter how they held the fish. Didn't matter. So that is a very, very interesting study.
I thought that was an interesting study.
And the middle finger to all you haters out there.
I suspect you may have ghost written that article, Mike.
I might have. I may have.
Oh, the conspiracies. It is an interesting. That's interesting,
it's,
though.
It's super interesting. And it's because it's crap.
So that thing about dropping the fish in below the gunwale didn't mean anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
None of that means anything.
I don't know.
Per the article.
Well,
scientific study of handling. Okay, so my last thing, and then I'll shut up the rest of the show.
How dare you.
Is that, I forgot to share this on social. I'm the worst on my own social. But I was interviewed on a podcast. We all know Blonde Girl Behind the Scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm on the podcast today.
That's awesome. Cool. So what? Tell me about it. I mean, was it?
I talked a lot. I listened to it, and I'm so sorry. I talk a lot.
Yeah, but you've done interviews before, but usually you're on the other side. You're asking the questions. How was it to have it flipped on you?
It was very interesting. It's funny because when I'm on Ike Live, I guess because the way we banter and we all know each other so well, I feel like it flows very well. But when I listen to myself on a podcast getting asked questions about myself, I found myself to be very uncomfortable at the beginning.
Really?
Were you clammy?
And then I must have eased up a little bit, but I think, you know, because you're worried about what you say. I guess I don't worry about what I say on Ike Live. Sorry.
When you were doing the interview, did you have your hands under your armpits? Were you shaking like Brian Carpenter does?
Very Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Wow. Yeah.
So who else has ever been on her podcast in this room?
Were you on, Bri?
Another woman
Ryan.
On.
for the women.
Yeah.
How long was your interview?
Hour and a half.
Yeah,
dude, the funniest thing.
Like, that's a lot of
the
talking.
Entire time Brian was on that podcast, she thought she was interviewing Julia Roberts, not Brian. The entire time.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It wasn't until the very end that she realized it was Brian the Carpenter.
Hey, whatever.
So if you need something to put you to sleep tonight and you want to listen to me talk, you can listen to me talk.
There you go.
That's right.
All right. Let me remind everybody real quick, you're watching a brand new Thanksgiving special Ike Live show. We've got Aaron Martins joining us just a second after this break. Also have a very special surprise guest coming in right behind Aaron. And last but not least, a giant, huge, groundbreaking announcement at the very end of the show. Brian, what do you got?
I just want to say, Becky's got a good story. I would listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'd listen to it. I want to listen to it.
She's a baller, dude.
Well, I know your story, most of
it. Becky, was it an interview about your business savvy or, you know, what were you guys talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it was about everything. I mean, basically how I got into the industry, how I met Mike, I mean, start to finish, and I guess what I do kind of between the foundation, professional edge fishing. A lot of people don't know exactly what professional edge fishing is because we've never fully broadcast what it is and what we're doing. So we dove into that a bit. The foundation, about the kids. She asked interesting questions. You know, what do I want my legacy to be? And it was actually really good. I think all of you would be very shocked at what I want my legacy to be. So if you at least go to the end, you might be surprised.
Yeah, I don't know if I got that question. All right, commercial time.
All right.
We're 20 minutes late.
I know, we are 20 minutes late. We're going to take a little break. Hang in there with us. When we come back, Aaron Martins joins Ike Live. See you in a bit.
4.5-inch drop shot worm, Bama bug. Finesse jig, PB&J, give me something hard.
Hey, KVD here.
I didn't always know this much about fishing. Four-aught EWG worm hook. In fact, there was a time when I couldn't tell the difference between a jerkbait and a stickbait. But then I signed up for Mystery Tackle Box, the original monthly tackle subscription. And now I know more about fishing than I do about Calculus.
And he knows a lot about Calculus.
Plus, I get amazing extras like free fishing magazines. October 2016, featured article, 4 places to throw a frog, exclusive decals, zombie bass, and how-to videos for all the great baits I receive. How to tune a crankbait. Is that underwater footage I smell?
I got goosebumps.
So if you're looking to develop enhanced fishing abilities like me, or you just like getting new tackle every month, go to MysteryTackleBox.com and get your box today. Ooh, live minnows. Is it lunchtime already? Nature's candy.
Oh. Is he in my pocket?
There's a special place in our hearts for the tools of the trade. They're what we prep for a good day on the water. They're what we clean after a good day in the field. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust technology protects the gear of today from rust and corrosion. Z-Rust, for the performance of tomorrow. Preserve, perform, repeat.
You work hard to catch your fish. TH Marine has two products to ensure your fish survive. The oxygenator injects 100% pure oxygen into your live well. That increases fish survival by 35%. For the perfect combo, add G-Juice live well treatment. It calms fish, stops bleeding, removes ammonia, and replaces slime coat. Get an oxygenator and G-Juice and keep your fish alive.
Holiday season is almost here. And you know, holiday season might as well be sock season. We're excited to announce our brand new partnership with an amazing company, Heshy Socks. That's spelt H-E-S-H-I Socks. Go to HeshySocks.com to check out my brand new Mike Iaconelli collection. That's right. I have my own custom socks in tournament colors. I promise you, you will never, I mean never, find a more comfortable sock. The great news, all my socks are under $10 a pair when you use our promo code IKE20. This is perfect for holiday season. Go to HeshySocks.com, use the promo code IKE20 to get the most comfortable socks in the world.